Hey, y'all, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. You are tuning in to another great show on the 4EYED Radio Network. To listen to more of this show and other great shows, tune in to www.4eyedradio.com.
That's right, kids. This is your good pal, Steve-O, from 4EYED Radio Network. I'm here to talk about a great person. Now, think about it. Who are you going to call when your logo looks like shit? You want a kick-ass logo. You want people to see your logo and go, you know what? That's an awesome logo. I wonder who did that logo. Well, I'll tell you who could do your logos for you. Check out Raven Designs. Special care of your work. Special inquiries? Check her out. She's got everything. RavenCruise.com is the place to go because you want a kick-ass logo. You want to stand above the rest. I guarantee it. You hear this song in the background? You know these guys have a kick-ass logo. It's a recognizable logo. And I guarantee it, if Raven was back in that time period, she probably would have made it for them. And they would have been like, hells yeah, people know who we are because we got Raven Designs behind us. Check out RavenCruise.com if you want a kick-ass logo for business cards. Maybe you want to put it on a car. These guys did. Maybe you want to put it on your building. You want something kick-ass. You want something that people can see and just go, this is awesome. Check out RavenCruise.com. And you know what? Do it. Do it right now. You got nothing else going on for you right now. Get a kick-ass logo. Check out her artwork, RavenCruise.com. Okay, and we are back. That's right. If you guys haven't caught up on your back issues on Longboxcast, then I'm very disappointed with you because you had plenty of time to do it because I've been on hiatus since, I don't know, 1974. But I am joined via Google Hangout. I would say in the studio, but we can say we're kind of in the studio together. We can see each other. So we do have that awkward tension where we both will stare into each other's eyes deeply and we both might fall in love tonight. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going to happen. But go ahead and introduce yourself.
Known as Deadpool underscore Ranger on Twitter.
Perfect. Now, I know I think I was contacted by somebody else who said there's a huge fan out there who wants to be on Longboxcast. Of course, my unofficial intern comes walking in while I'm trying to do work, and she just looks at me with these freaking eyes of like, hey, come on, do something. So, of course, yes, this is Longboxcast. This is episode number 16. You can find us at www.longboxcast.com, part of the 4EYED Radio Network. The Fern, for more information, visit 4EYEDRadio.com. To listen to the show, you can also find us on 4EYEDRadio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Miro Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. This podcast is also brought to you by Raven Designs, Illustrates, and Designs that fit your personality. For samples and inquiry, visit RavenCruise.com. Also, I'm going to say we're sponsored now because one of our founding members of the 4EYED Radio Network, basically there was something that happened with a great cause that was out here called Critical Care Comics. They apparently are no more after Phoenix Comic Con this year, but instead what rises from the ashes is something brand new called Comic Care. You can find them at just comiccare.org. I believe all they have right now is a Facebook page and a Twitter and an Instagram. So go ahead and check them out. This is a great like donation place where people basically donate old comic books, even new comic books, and this goes to a great cause. It helps kids in the hospital while they're going through whether or not it's a life-threatening disease or just something to do in the hospital while they're waiting, but it's for them to read comic books. So it's a great place for kids to sit down and read these great things. So to get more information from them, check out comiccare.org. You can hit them up and get all the details you need. I don't know when we're going to start doing some or when they're going to start doing some. I know they've done a couple of hospital visits where they dress up with I know they're huge with the Arizona Avengers out here. So go ahead and check them out. So, Kyle, I've done a lot of talking, but have you read any new comic books this week, or what have you been reading lately? What is something that you dove back into that maybe you've read like a while ago, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to give this another read?
Actually, I just recently read Marvel's Civil War over again.
Great, great, great. That's actually, I love that one. Actually, I was able to get my hands on one of those posters, one of the comics that was done by Michael, the late Michael Turner, before he passed away. And every time people come over to my place, they see that poster, and right off the bat, the same reaction every time. I'm going to steal that. So, but yeah, that's a good one. Now, this is a comic book that we'd love to see a movie of. But I don't think we'll be able to do that with all the different Marvel universes being spread out how they are. I would like to see this. Actually, I think if they could do it, I would like to see this as a Netflix miniseries.
I'd like to see that too. If anything, I'd
like
to see when Pixar
do it. Oh man, that would. Oh, you just tugged at my heartstrings. Kyle, I think this is going to be a good relationship between us. That would be awesome. I didn't even think about that, because I remember Pixar, as soon as Marvel was bought, like 20 minutes after it was bought, Pixar like had a meeting with them. Sorry, I'm vaping. I'm trying to get off of these hardcore cancer sticks. Actually, that's another thing I want to talk about, these little vapor things. I would actually like to get us sponsored by any of these kind of things. The flavor I have right now is probably going to blow a lot of people's minds, but is Ecto Cooler.
Nice.
From the old high seas. So it's quite delicious. So the only thing I found really major coming up in comic book news this week, actually, you know what, before we even get into that, Kyle, what was your favorite part with Civil War, actually, I should ask, since you actually did your homework and actually read a comic book. Like, who do you side with? And why Captain? Just because he's America, and if you don't side with him, everyone's going to think you're a terrorist? Yeah, like that was the thing, and that's what I love. That's what I love. It wasn't even their fault. Like, it was other supers basically going after, you know, pretty much, going after, you know, villains outside of their league, basically. Pretty much just for a whole publicity of a whole, like, you know, trying to get their ratings up on their show and everything that, which is always a bad thing. And then that's what I love, where it's like, it even shows you where, like, even Wolverine's helping out. And Wolverine's, you know, never really had great relations with, you know, normal human beings to begin with. And, like, he's sitting there, you know, like, helping out with all this kind of stuff. And then he's like, oh, what do you think they're there for? And he's talking about the Sentinels, you know. It's like, it's not even, you know, for their – it's, like, more for their protection, because it's, like, what we can do. Which I kind of – if you think it's – which is actually kind of funny with this. It's almost kind of like the story of The Incredibles, where basically they're like, you know, give yourselves up and just, you know, stop saving us and go to your normal lives, and we can't be bothered with you until, like, an actual, you know, as usual, a huge threat shows up, and then we have to call upon these heroes. Yeah, I think I sided. It's weird because, like, I love Tony Stark. I just love, you know, how he is and everything that. And it's like, it's funny because you do see, like, both points where it's just kind of like Tony Stark, it doesn't really affect him because he's like, well, I'm already, everybody knows who I am. It's not a big deal. Like, nothing bad's going to happen, you know? People have tried to come at me, like, many of times, and nothing happens. You know, I'm out there. I already, like, told everybody my secret identity, so it's not a big deal. Same with the Fantastic Four. Like, everybody know, you know, yeah, they're the Fantastic Four, but they know them by Reed Richards, you know, Susan Storm, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it made me kind of cool where it was, like, how basically Reed Richards sided with Tony and Sue and, was it Johnny Storm? Yeah. I almost forgot his name. I'm all like, Johnny, the Human Torch. You know, the guy who used to be Captain America. he sides, you know, they side with, you know, Captain America. And even kind of like Spider-Man's take where he didn't really know where to go because, I mean, it's like he did side with Tony and then he goes, he realizes, oh, Tony's wrong. This is all wrong. I got to go back to, you know, I got to go with Captain or on this or whatnot. But my favorite part, though, is still when he reveals himself and then JJ falls out of his chair like he couldn't believe it was Parker. So I always thought that was kind of funny. Well, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like anything, you know, like people say with like the whole Batman and Bruce Wayne, which I thought was cool. There's actually a book that just came out, I think, because I've been catching up on the old Batmans, the new 52s, which I know a lot of people were like, why are you rebooting this? And to be honest, the reboot actually helped a lot. Don't get me wrong. There's certain stories that I love that are in the DC universe, like, you know, the Flashpoint Paradox, you know, that whole which is a great, you know, DC animated movie. If you haven't seen it, that's the one thing I would have to say DC is doing right is those animated movies. They're just kicking butt at those things. But I mean, like, there's so many great stories within them. I mean, like Batman Year One, you know, Dark Knight Strikes Again, Dark Knight, you know, Returns. But even like revamping and retelling these stories of the Batman, I thought was a great idea, especially when Joker comes back and you get to see like all these kind of cool twists and turns with that. But the new one that came out was called Batman Zero, and basically it was, I believe, I think Scott Snyder was the writer on that. And he was even worried when they gave it to him because he was all like, I'm basically have to retell Batman Year One, but I don't want to tarnish it. I don't want to get all these people coming at me. And everything that I heard about it was actually kind of cool where you see Bruce Wayne, like he jumping on like these chat rooms where people are like, oh, I think this guy's Batman. I think this person's Batman. And he would literally just jump on and be like, I think it's Bruce Wayne. Da 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 da. Like basically throw himself out there and people would be like, it can't be Bruce Wayne. No way it's Bruce Wayne. So he would make up these rumors that was so elaborate that people would not even think that it's Bruce Wayne. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. You know, he's actually jumping into the system and doing his own kind of, you know, thing. But it was actually really kind of cool. A lot of people like the take on it where, like, he goes out first just, like, on a motorcycle, almost kind of looking like Green Arrow a little bit. Like, he didn't really have, like, a bat suit. Like, he didn't know what he was going to dress as and stuff. So if people haven't checked that out, I believe that came out in May. I believe it's Batman Volume 4, and it's called Batman Year Zero. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely check it out. But yeah, all the DCs that I've read so far, I've really enjoyed, especially like Aquaman, they made him a badass, which a lot of people were throwing Aquaman to the wayside. But now with the new cast of the Dawn of Justice movie, the guy from Game of Thrones is now Aquaman. So I'm like, I don't think people are going to be making fun of Aquaman anymore. So oh yeah, it's, I still love, you ever watch like Robot Chicken? Well, there was one where they did a joke where it's all like, oh, was it Robot Chicken or was it? Oh, maybe it was actually Harvey Birdman. I think it was Harvey Birdman. It was supposed to be Black Volt was his original name on the Justice or the Super Friends or whatnot. And he comes in, he's like, man, I wanted to be called Black Volt. But Aquaman was all like, we should call you, oh no, I wanted to be called, yeah, Super Volt. And he's all like, but then Aquaman's all like, you should be called Black Volt. I'm like, oh, what should we call you, Whitefish? So, but yeah, they've, so we'll see what happens with that. I mean, the Dawn of Justice movie, don't get me wrong, I think everyone's going to see it, no matter how much of this clusterfuck basically is coming to, because they're just keep on adding cast. And to me, I'm just like, just make the Justice League movie at this point. Even though they've already basically plotted this movie, then I think it's going to be another Superman movie, and then the Justice League movie, and then I know Wonder Woman's getting a movie. They're trying to redo Green Lantern. If you do Green Lantern, please do Jon Stewart. Because Brian, and okay, if you're going to do Hal Jordan, then cast Nathan Fillion, for crying out loud. I think he would be a perfect Hal Jordan.
Yes.
Why they picked, when they first picked Ryan Reynolds, I thought he was going to be playing Kyle, the one who took over after Hal, which made more sense because Kyle was more of the cocky, kind of an ass, you know, quick talking. And they're like, no, we're going to make him Hal Jordan. I was all like, how about not? And how about we just give us the Deadpool movie that he wants to do? I know. Do you know what sucks about it? They're shopping around. I think Disney is basically stonewalling them because they're like, well, you're going to have to make it PG-13. And they're like, it's not going to sell as a PG-13 movie. It's like, we got to make this R. And technically, this would be the only movie I would ever see in 3D because you know he's going to do stuff where he chops off a guy's head and it flies at the screen and he's just going to turn around and be like, you got to admit that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and like I already came up with the greatest teaser trailer where you just have like a guy looking at a script going like, I don't know if this is going to work. And then you just see like the back of a chair and like hands going like, what are you talking about? This would be the greatest movie ever. It's going to have action. It's going to have love. It's going to have money. It's going to have boobs. It's going to have explosions. It's going to make look like Michael Bay movie, but with production value and a storyline and everything like that. And then the guy's like, yeah, I think we're going to pass on this. He's all like, oh, no, we're not going to pass on this. And he turns around and be like, can you believe this fucker? We're going to pass on this. And then he just turns around and is like, bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 and then just says like the Deadpool movie. I think that'd be just a great teaser trailer. Nice. This is why Hollywood needs to hire me already, because I know how to write shit.
I was hoping that the sounds of the Deadpool video game were actually going to boost the interest for the Deadpool movie, but I guess I'm wrong.
Well, the thing is like they have like a script. Like there's a script in the thing, and Ryan Reynolds has been trying to get it off the ground because Ryan Reynolds is a huge like comic book fan in general. And he was excited when he was casted as Deadpool, but then he wasn't excited to what happened to Deadpool in that movie, which we don't speak of. But he's like, yeah, I really want this movie to be taken up, but it's just like because, and it's weird because it's funny because they already done rated R movies like The Punisher, Blade, stuff like that, and it's all like, but yeah, Deadpool needs to be a rated R movie. The funniest thing, he said there's even going to be, like, he said there was going to be cameos in it, not, like, official cameos, but, like, he's running through an alley and there's a poster of Wolverine, and then he comes back and stares at it and goes, hey, I know this guy, and then he takes off again or something like that. So they really, I was like, oh, already hearing that, I'm like, okay, I'm on board with this. Oh, I guarantee it. Heck, he even wants to be in the Avengers movie, for crying out loud. So, but yeah, speaking of Wolverine, we'll get into some comic book news. I guess they've been saying the death of Wolverine, finally. Oh, yeah, no, I guarantee that. They always do this. It's just weird. It's like they always try to just kill off, like, a Marvel character. I'm just curious on how they would do it if he's, like, since he's kind of, like, you know, immortal, so. They're like, we were just kidding. We're killing off Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. He's like, what? Oh, you bloody fucks. Even though I just made him English. Even though he's Australian, mate. You call that a knife? These are knives. Which is funny. I was actually watching an old Spider-Man 60s cartoon on Netflix, which you just have to watch for the humor on these things. But it was one where they meet the X-Men, and the voices, oh my God. Storm doesn't speak at all. It was like Spider-Man and his amazing friends. I'm pretty sure it's the last episode on season 2. If you guys haven't watched this and you have Netflix, you have to just watch this episode just for the voices. Cyclops is freaking hilarious sounding. He's all like, oh, hello there. Like, he has a really deep voice. You're like, what the fuck? And then Wolverine, no idea. They made him Australian, even though he's Canadian.
It's kind of ironic now.
Yeah, you know, like, looking at it now, you're like, okay, well, Hugh Jackman's, you know, Australia. But, like, back then, it's all like, what? And it's just, like, the funniest thing. And then the worst thing ever happened, he goes to, like, attack, like, Juggernaut, and he just gets stuck in a wall. Like, that was it for Wolverine. He's all like, oh, I'm stuck in this wall, mates. And it's all like, all right, that was dumb. Get really high and watch Spider-Man cartoons, basically. Well, you can do that now. And then I'm pretty sure that's how all the memes, like, got made of those Spider-Man 60s. I believe somebody was just smoking pot one night, put on Spider-Man, was just all like, I am so taking all these screen caps and I'm making a great thing for it. Let's see. So, I gotta get back into it. I think I watched, like, 6 episodes. Are you a fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Okay, yeah, I kind of dropped off right before the Captain America movie came out, and I know as soon as that happened, like, everyone's like, oh, you gotta watch it now, it's got so good, and I was like, I don't know, I got to a part where, like, some guy had firepower, and then I just kind of trailed off. Yes. Well, that's good. Yeah, apparently, Clark Gregg, I believe, he is the guy who plays Agent Coulson, and he says, I guess for the second season, expect a different Agent Coulson to be in S.H.I.E.L.D. So, did they finally reveal what was? Did it ever clear what like happened to him?
Oh, yeah. The blue alien's red was kind of just like mixed with his own, like, kind of just like rebounding. And whenever they said what the blue alien was, but then they did the Lady Sith episode,
he hinted at like a few blue aliens, and one of them was the Kree. So I'm kind of hoping this was our first look at the Kree.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Okay, maybe I'm back on board. I'll see if Hulu still has episodes. Maybe I'll binge watch that.
Or maybe it was Atlantean, because, you know, Namor's minions are blue.
That's true, yeah. Ooh, if they're really going to bring him into it. You know, if they bring him into it, they got to find someone who's like a huge major dick, because...
Shouldn't be that hard to find.
You never know. I mean, or they might just find somebody to play him as like some weird thing. So, of course, the news hit this week. Well, not really news, but they're releasing more pictures of Batman v Superman. First photos of Superman. He looks the same.
Yeah, I got nothing for it. I saw the picture and I'm like, woo, it's still Man of Steel.
Yeah, I'm like, everyone's biggest thing was the Batman, you know, what was Batman going to look like? And we finally got a pic of that, and then they finally showed, you know, Superman, which we're like, okay, but now I'm just all like, why don't you start showing us the Wonder Woman? Why don't you start showing us all the other cast of characters? Because I kind of figured Superman's costume really wasn't going to change too much.
Nope. I still want to see the Cyborg costume if they make him Cyborg, or if it's just going to be Victor Stone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going to be sweet. Yeah, I mean, just so many people are going to be in that freaking movie. Okay, now, how did you feel about Man of Steel? Like, I'm not a huge Superman fan. I finally started liking Superman a little bit more.
I'll be honest, I still have not seen Man of Steel.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I just, the interest for it just hasn't been there. But, I mean, now that they're saying they're going to tie it in with the Justice League stuff, I probably will see it. I mean, I've heard, you know, the whole destruction of the Metropolis and snapping of the next thing, so I pretty much already know what kind of happens, just haven't actually seen the movie.
Well, this is funny, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, the people who died in, you know, Metropolis and all this kind of crap, and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, okay, if you watch Superman Returns, which I hated Superman Returns. Actually, I vowed never to pay money to see Superman Returns. And when I went to see it in theaters, I didn't have to pay. My brother paid for it. And then I decided to be nice for Christmas, and I was going to buy him the movie because I know he's a huge Superman fan. So I go into Best Buy. I get the movie. I leave with the movie and some other stuff that I bought. And then I look at my receipt, and no one charged me for Superman Returns. So I've never paid for that fucking movie.
Nice.
Which was nice. But you watch that movie, and that motherfucker, Superman, never throws a punch.
Nope. I mean, what do you expect he's going to do when your main villain is an island of kryptonite?
Well, even then, it's still like, even that bullshit. I'm like, I don't know. It was, to me, that was a piece of shit. And this one, yeah, don't get me wrong. It's not like the greatest Superman movie ever. Technically, we've never had the greatest Superman movie ever. I mean, you can even look at the old ones. And yeah, they're good, but they're like B movies, you know. You got to take them for what they are.
I've seen, like, I recently watched some of the older ones. And I don't remember which one it was. But you can see Superman flying over a cornfield. And you see the wires holding him up.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I mean, and granted, yeah, the technology wasn't there, but I mean, like, Man of Steel, I really thought the visual effects were fun. I did like the destruction of, like, you finally got to see Superman, like, do what he did in the old Superman cartoon show, like, that was made after the Batman cartoon show, the animated series, where, like, Superman's grabbing guys, throwing them through, like, buildings and all that kind of stuff, which I'm like, you know what, we're probably gonna get this kind of destruction with a fucking Justice League movie on the way. You're gonna try to tell me that not only do you have 6 or 7 powerhouse superhuman beings, and there's not going to be any destruction anywhere. What are they going to do? Like Dragon Ball Z, and be like, we got to fly out to that cornfield where no one's there, if we're miles away. Ha ha.
And then if anything does get destroyed, we'll just wish it back with the Dragon Balls.
Yeah. Yeah, Goku has been added to the cast of the Justice League. Wait, what? Were they in the same area? That doesn't make any sense.
Nah, the fans want to see Superman versus Goku finally, so that's what's going
to
happen.
Hey, you never know. We might be able to get that. But yeah, so apparently, of course, Jason Momoa, I think it's pronounced Mo or Mamo. Maybe it's Mamo. Looks like Mamo.
Momoa?
Momoa? Mamamo? Momoa? You say Momoa, I say Mamamo. But yeah.
Jason.
Our good friend Jason, yeah. Yeah, so apparently he's been casted as Aquaman in the 2016 Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, which is really a mouthful. Why did they just call it Batman Superman or Superman Batman, what was it, Earth's Mightiest?
I like that one, Earth's Mightiest. Just call it that.
Yeah,
you don't call it Superman, you call it Man of Steel.
Yeah, well, the only thing I figured is a lot of people were like, why did Batman get top billing? And my theory is, when I say it, a lot of people are like, you know what, that actually kind of makes sense. My theory is Batman and Superman are going to be going up against Captain America 3, because they're both being released on the same day. So my only assumption was, you go to the theater, and you just see Batman V, because Superman obviously is not going to fit in that title. So people be like, Batman 5? What? I'll go see this, and B before C, Captain America, so...
That's and it. I'm still going to go see Captain America 3 before I see Batman versus Superman.
Oh, no, considering how well they did with Captain America 2, yeah, that will probably be the first one see. But apparently other superheroes he could play was going to be Namor, which we just mentioned, so pretty much the same thing as Aquaman, so I don't know why they even put that in there, but okay. Cable.
Well, Namor can fly, so...
Oh, can he?
Yeah, he's got those little wings on his feet that let him fly, so...
And
he's got that for him.
And he's got to play in a dick, so if you see Game of Thrones, he was very good at being just a douchebag. You got Cable from X-Men. I can kind of see that. I would kind of think we need somebody a little bit older for Cable, but...
Yeah, I can see that.
This one I definitely see is Lobo. I can totally see this guy as Lobo.
Okay, yeah.
Another one is Ares. I'm guessing this is a villain in Marvel's universe.
Yeah, he was on the Mighty Avengers for a little bit.
Okay, and then Martian Manhunter. I would say yeah, but I thought we were going to kind of go with maybe, isn't like, no offense to anybody out there, but doesn't Martian Manhunter just remind you of an elegant black man anyway? So shouldn't we just find an African-American who can fit that role?
Is that because of Smallville when he had some guy playing?
Oh, I'd never seen Smallville, so.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's actually, I've never seen that. And then what was the one? It was Arrow. I tried to watch Arrow, and then I just couldn't get into it. And everyone's like, Arrow's so good. Oh my god! I'm like, I just don't like the fact that he's now stealing Batman's villains. So.
Well, the second season definitely got better.
That's what I've heard. Like I, and it wasn't like I just watched one episode. Like I went through like 6 episodes. I'm just kind of like, I'm really excited for The Flash though. So, we'll see how that goes. Obviously, Transformers made bank this weekend, and Michael Bay gets more of my fucking money.
I still haven't seen it. I read my email, I have no interest in seeing it.
I'll put it this way. You go to see Transformers, you go with a group of people who you know you're just going to joke about throughout the entire movie, because that's how me and my brother survived this film. There was just so many... Like, the trailers pull you in. Like, really, this time around, the trailers really, like, I was not going to see this, and then I saw, I think, probably, like, maybe the third to last trailer that came out which just kind of blew me away, where I'm just like, oh, this is, oh wow, they're hunting down the Autobots, they're harvesting for the, you know, the material on of them, basically. They're trying to build their own thing. And I did like some of the plot that the story was going. I was all like, I'm going to say spoilers now, so if you haven't seen Transformers Age of Extinction, I do apologize. I mean, they bring back, not bring back, but they bring, oh shit, what was his name? Well, not only did the Dinobots, but, crap. The guy who replaces Megatron, I'm like totally spacing out on his name right now.
Galvatron.
They bring Galvatron in, which I thought was phenomenal. They got Frank Welker to voice him, which he voiced him in the original series. The only problem I have though with half of the Decepticons is like all of them are dead. So Starscream's gone, you know. Obviously, they lost a lot of them, obviously, in the first movie, you know, like Devastator and Barricade and all these other kind of ones. It's like, all right. And then the second one, they brought a lot of new ones in. But then one that they never brought in, I'm trying to remember if he was even, like, if he even came down in the third one. Because I know in the second one, he just stayed above, but Soundwave was just like... Okay, because that's what I was trying to remember, because I remember Razorbeak being in the movie, but I just couldn't remember if Soundwave was... Basically, it's like I've... And it was funny, because I actually watched the first Transformer again, and I was like, okay, it's an okay movie. Like, it's got its fun, it's got its charm, stuff like that. I started watching the second one, realizing, yeah, this was a bad movie, and I hated the third one. So basically, when the fourth one was even coming out, I was like, I am not going to see this. And then the trailer suckered me in, and then I was like, you know what? Every movie I've seen this summer has been pretty good. Like, I have been entertained. Like, even if it wasn't like the, like a lot of people didn't like A Million Ways to Die in the West, I took it for what it was. I thought it was a pretty good movie. I mean, it wasn't like super hilarious. Like, a lot of people are like, this is no like Blazing Saddles. And I'm like, I don't think he was trying to make it like Blazing Saddles. He basically, Seth MacFarlane was just doing his own thing. And you know what? I left that movie and I was entertained. I was like, you know what? It did its job. I'm not saying like this is the greatest movie ever. I did tell people, I'm like, you might want to wait till it comes out on Netflix, or you can get a cheap, you know, DVD or something like that. Like, it's not a, you know, like a huge blockbuster movie, but a lot of the other ones that I did see, like Captain America, I saw that twice. I'm like, go ahead and see. I still haven't seen Spider-Man 2, though. That's been mixed reviews. Is it a great movie? Okay. Then my brother and I have been trying to see that as well. So, but then again, which is funny, because I'm a huge, like, Spider-Man's like my number one pick for Marvel. And I didn't see the first one in theaters of Amazing Spider-Man. I ended up just buying it on like a whim. I was like, it's $20. I'll buy it. And gave it a shot. I was like, okay. And I liked it. The only problem I had with it, it took too long for it to get to where it needed to be. Like, I thought the lead up, like, unlike in the, and it was funny, 4th of July weekend, I ended up watching all Spider-Man movies back to back. So I watched the original one, which I'm like, okay, it's pretty good. Second one to me is still like the best one in the franchise of Spider-Man 2. I thought it had like everything going for it, which, again, this was another movie they did where it didn't get clusterfucked with a bunch of villains. Like, they only had the one villain. Don't get me wrong, they had cameos from other people. They had Doc Connors. And this is the funny part, they really fucked it up in the third movie, which obviously was not the greatest movie ever, but in the first movie, there's a part where they're like, we can't get a shot of this Spider-Man guy, and he's like, and Eddie's been on it all week. So it's all like, so technically, Eddie Brock was already working for the Daily Bugle in the first movie, and then in the third movie, he was like trying to get hired on, so it's like, wow, you guys didn't even do your continuity correct. But funny part is they did do a name drop, and this is before Marvel was even established with like Disney. They did a name drop, and I was like, wow, you could totally done a name drop at that time and no one noticed. He mentions Doctor Strange in the second Spider-Man movie. He's like, we can call him Doctor Strange. He's like, oh no, that's already taken. So the only thing I do hope with Spider-Man 3, Amazing Spider-Man 3, get J.K. Simmons to come back as J. Jonah Jameson, because he's already voicing him on the cartoon shows of anything that has to deal with Spider-Man, and he's perfect. I don't know anybody who can play that character. Oh, yeah, no, he nailed it. But yeah, so Transformers, Age of Extinction, take it for what it is. Storyline is shit, whether or not you replace Shia LaBeouf or not. Even Mark Wahlberg couldn't really save this franchise. There's so many plot points that you're just like, what the fuck? I did like the – yeah, no, seriously. There's parts where we're just going like, wait, you could have – like, okay, at the end of the movie, Optimus Prime takes this, like – I think they call it the seed. And he's just all like, I'm going to make sure this never comes into anybody's, you know, hands ever again. And he just rockets up into the sky. I'm like, wait a minute. You could have flown any fucking time, and you didn't. So basically, instead of giving the shit to the humans, you could have just grabbed it and just flew up into space and then had this huge alien ship follow you. This is another question I have, too, with people. Everyone's bitching and complaining all the destruction Superman did. What about all the fucking destruction these fucking Transformers have done throughout four fucking movies already? Obviously, they decimated Chicago. They destroyed, like, downtown, like, San Francisco or California in the first movie. I can't even remember what happened in the second movie. They were in, like, Kyra, so nothing really important happened there. And then in the fourth movie, I think they were in China when it happened. So it was just like, what the fuck, you know? Oh well, but I will have to say this, all the other Autobots that are in the movie I really enjoyed. They did really good voice casting for that. They have John Goodman as one, the guy from, I can never remember his name, but he plays, he was the Japanese guy in Godzilla and also played the fake Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins, something Watanabe. He was one of the Autobots, and then also the actually, which was really weird. You got John DiMaggio, the voice of Bender, was actually a voice, which was kind of cool. So, but yeah, no. Other than that, I mean, like I thought the Autobots going back and forth was fun, but otherwise, and then even when they brought in the Dinobots, it really was like, really, that's all it took you guys to join him? That's pretty pathetic, and just a bunch of plot points. Oh yeah, no, they only named one.
Really?
Yeah, throughout the one guy was all like, "You can ride with me anytime, Spike," and that was it. Like they didn't even mention Grimlock, they didn't mention the other two. It was like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was just like, all right, but then this is Michael Bay. Again, like we said, with the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle trailer came out, which I've been butting heads, basically. I know it's not by Michael Bay, it's produced by Michael Bay, somebody else has written and directed it. The new trailer came out, I was actually impressed. I was like, okay, we get to see the turtles fight, we get to see this kind of cool, you know, we get to hear the turtles, they all have different personalities, cool. The only thing that I'm not excited about is Shredder's armor, but I also kind of like the fact that maybe he's not even Shredder, because he even goes, there's like a guy in the shadows, and he goes up to him, he's like, we've upgraded your armor. So I'm like, what if they take out that armor, and then the other guy's like, I'm going back to the basics, and, you know, they haven't even shown us, like, the real Shredder armor, so... So, I'm not going to get my hopes up because I know Michael Bay, he's burned me before, like he always does. Yeah, they do a good joke with that, which my brother said the smartest thing, and I was like, wow, I wonder if he just did that just so he could do that. I wonder if Michael Bay trolled us.
My thought was that Michael Bay announced that it was going to be the aliens, and then he started to switch him, people start complaining, and this way, if we still hate the Turtles movie, we'll just be like, hey, at least they're not aliens.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if he just, like, did this huge trolling thing and then just switched everything on us, because now we're kind of like, okay, wow, there's the foot soldiers, there's all this kind of stuff. The only thing I did say, whether or not the movie does well or not, they plan on doing two more movies after this, and I go, if you really want to sell us on the second movie, you really want us to appreciate this, this is all they have to do. At the end of the movie, the credits roll, and then you just have to have a door open up where there's either two guys in the room, and they go, I don't know if we should do this experiment or not. I don't know if it's been tested, and all you see is a rhinoceros and a warthog, and it just ends like that. We'd be set.
At least cameo.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, like, if you really want to win us over, just do it like that. So... But I'm trying to think what else. We do have a bunch of other stuff at the bottom, which I haven't really talked to, which we're probably going to try to get into. We'll probably start doing comic questions of the week again. Cosplayer corner, basically we'll find cosplayers that we like or we know about or anything like that, and either we can try to get them on the show or we can just give them a shout out. And then also the artist panel, where we'll talk about our favorite artists, whether they're local or they're famous or whatnot. I'm not sure what Sidekick Corner was. Again, this show was actually created by my older brother Kyle, and he just took a leave of absence. Don't know if he's going to come back or not, but the door is always open for him. But don't worry, it's not like I'm gonna kick you out or whatnot. I think we're playing off each other pretty good. So I will ask you this, since this is your first time on a podcast, this is your first time on Longboxcast, what got you into comic books?
My uncle, actually,
and since then, I have been hooked on comic books for as long as I can remember.
Now we have to all tell people. Now, did there ever get to a point in your life when you were collecting comic books that you got to a certain age and you were like, okay, I can't collect comic books anymore, or if I do, I have to do it in secret? Because apparently back in the day, we all know this, if you're at a certain age, like now it's acceptable, now it's fine, now it's like, oh you like comic book movies, or you like this, but before, being a nerd was a bad thing. Did you ever get to a point when a certain point in your life where you're like, I can't do this, I have to hide my shame, kind of, to put it away and take a break from comics? Or did you just say fuck it and you just kept going?
I never really stopped. I never hit it or anything. I was proud to be a comic book nerd. I was proud to be one of the original ones before it became cool to be a nerd.
Okay, that's good. That's good, because I think I love comic books, but I didn't really hide it. I think I stopped collecting single issues, and then I started going into the trade paperbacks, where it would be just a bunch of issues in one, kind of like a story arc, which I thought was a lot easier to collect. I don't think I ever stopped collecting comic books, and I really didn't hide it, because as soon as, like, then it was funny, because I think it was my senior year of high school, that's when, like, I think comic book movies started coming into their own. I think, like, Spider-Man was just coming out. We just got done with, like, the X-Men. I think the second one was coming out. So all these things were kind of building to what the movies are now, where there's actually comic book movies. So I don't think it was, like, such a, like, I was, like, I would wear those shirts, and stuff like that, and it wouldn't be like, oh my god. I think it was more like ironic, where people would be like, oh yeah, Spider-Man. It wasn't anything that was really hated on. I think that only happened maybe to people in, like, I would say maybe the 80s. I remember some people got to a certain point where they're like, I can't collect comic books anymore because it's too nerdy, or I have to hide this from people. Now it's like, you read a comic book and you throw a stone and there's like 8 people that will probably be reading that same book, so...
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, same thing with Deadpool. I mean, before, I used to be a huge fan of him, and people would be like, who's Deadpool? Now, I go around, say I'm a huge Deadpool fan, I'm like, oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, actually, this year at Comic-Con, Phoenix Comic-Con, there was a shit ton of Deadpool cosplays. Like, a bunch. And that was like...
Yeah, I remember going to, like, a bunch of conventions, and people would be like... one Deadpool, if you were lucky.
So yeah, it's just very, very rare. I know people are trying to come up with funnier and funnier cosplays. The one that I just saw, which was hilarious, I posted actually on Arcade Bros, which will hopefully be coming back. I have to get in contact with people to do gaming podcasts again. Everything's coming back with a vengeance of all my podcasts, so soon I'll be dominating the network again. So, Kyle, you'll be along for that ride of my devastation of destroying people's lives again, of hearing my crappy, horrible voice of death and poverty. Apparently I'm one of, like, the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse. But, yeah, there was someone posted it on Facebook, so I posted it on Arcade Bros, but it's somebody cosplayed as the Death Stare Luigi. But how they did it was great.
Nice.
It was him, like, someone would throw the turtle shell, like, at people just, like, cosplaying, and they would hit them, and they'd be like, what the hell? And then he would just drive by and look at the camera with, like, this face mask that he made that was just, like, this evil-looking Luigi, which was great, and just, like, throw his hands up in this little, like, mini, like, Mario Kart Luigi cart, which was, like, fantastic. So if you want to check that out, go check out Arcade Bros. Check out that video. I'm pretty sure it's probably blowing up on Reddit. Everything's blown up on Reddit. Which makes me now think if I ever get Doc Brown's DeLorean, I'm going to be the one who creates Reddit. So I can make bank off of that, hopefully. That and Facebook and everything else. I'm just going to become this multimedia person. But Doc Brown just has to make my DeLorean for me. So
good luck with that one.
So I think we'll end this show with this, because this is probably the final comic book movie, I believe, that's coming out at the end of, well, beginning of basically the 1st of August. Guardians of the Galaxy, new trailer has been released. This is a movie that, as soon as the first trailer was dropped, I said, this is the movie you're going to have fun at this summer. This is that movie that you're going to sit down, whether you know the characters or not, whether you know the backstory of this thing, because a lot of people didn't. I remember when it was announced, Guardians of the Galaxy picked up to be a movie, and a lot of people were like, what the fuck is the Guardians of the Galaxy? I'm like, oh my God, Rocket Raccoon Groot. Like, I totally flipped my shit, and a lot of people were looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, oh dude, you have to see this. They have a great cast. New trailer dropped. I think it just keeps looking better and better. I don't think this is going to be one of those movies. I don't know if it's going to be as good as Captain America, but I think this is just going to be a movie that you just sit down and you just can. This is a great popcorn fic. Like, you're going to sit down and just laugh your ass off and just have fun with it. Voice casting, I think, is great. I love Groot. Vin Diesel doing Groot is hilarious. I love Rocket Raccoon being voiced by Bradley Cooper. Just everybody, I think everybody they picked in the cast, I think, is phenomenal so far. What do you like so far coming out?
I mean, I can't wait to just be laughing so much, and it's going to be a good movie. I can definitely guarantee. I mean, at least with this trailer that just came out, they didn't play the same song that they've been putting in the last few. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the song, it's just repetitive a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what they did. Like, the first trailer I thought was a very funny trailer. Second trailer, they kind of gave you more. And then, like, the third trailer, they kind of made it a little bit more like, oh, wow, like, this got really serious really fast. But not, like, in a bad way. Like, you're just like, oh, okay, this is kind of like the tone of this movie. And then this one came out. I'm just hoping at the part where he's all like, hey, if you want to destroy, you know, this galaxy, you have to get through us. And I'm just hoping it's Rocket Raccoon standing there, and some guy's like, really, I have to go through a raccoon? And then just Groot just drops down, like, behind him and just, like, socks the guy in the face and is just like, I am Groot! I just think that's hilarious with that. I just love that part, too, where he's just like, I am Groot. And then he just looks at him and he's like, what do you mean it's better than 11%? And he's like, see, Groot is the only one that gets it? Like, it's just going to be great, I think. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Most likely, Kyle and I will probably be keeping Longbox Cast coming up. So we're going to try to keep doing these weekly for you guys, dropping every Thursday. And most likely, if we see Guardians of the Galaxy pretty much the weekend it comes out, we'll probably do... Okay, great. Then we'll probably do like a spoiler review like we did with X-Men Days of Future Past, if anybody did see that, which, oh my God, that was a phenomenal... Like I'm saying, right there, you could fix every movie franchise without having to reboot stuff. So comic book people, take hint of this. And I think that's about it. Do you have anything you want to add? You want to plug any of your – where can they find you if they're looking for you? They want to add you as a friend on Facebook, Twitter, or any of that stuff?
Mostly just on Twitter. It's at Deadpool_Ranger. It's mostly where you'll find me. I talk mostly about Power Ranger stuff, but I do occasionally go into the comic book stuff, especially when like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Arizona, like, sometimes live tweet about that, so kind of catch those.
Very cool. Actually, that would be very helpful for our Longbox cast. So, yeah, if you want to follow Kyle, check him out on Twitter. Check out his live tweets when those shows are on. He'll probably be your go-to for that guy. I'm going to start making you the TV guy for some of this stuff then. And yeah, if the episode will drop, and we'll go from there. Of course, you can find me at S. Mooney Jr. on Instagram. Excuse me. You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Mooney Jr. You can also follow us at LongBoxCast as well. And all the other great shows are on the 4i Radio Network. And I'm trying to remember if I had a saying to close out the show. I've been trying to find a saying for some of the shows that I started up. In LongBoxCast, I know my brother had a saying. He said Excelsior at the end of it. But I know that's more of a Stan Lee kind of thing.
Well, I had sent you a suggestion for one a while back up on Twitter. It was a LongBoxCast. We have too many issues for a short box.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I like it. Thanks to Kyle for stepping in, and hopefully Kyle will come back for more, unless the show drops and everyone's all like, wow, Kyle, you know your shit. That other guy, he needs to shut the fuck up. You need to stab him with a knife and make him bleed out his ass or something. But yeah, so LongBoxCast, just like Kyle said, it's too long for short issues or too short for long issues.
Too many issues for a short box.
That's right. Too many issues for a short box, as I butcher the news saying. All right, kids, until next time. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.